Hi, this is Terry Sanlal from PMML. Today I want to present to you the market statistics for multifamily buildings in the province of Quebec for the month of January 2024. So we're at a time right now where, first of all, there's a lot of liquidity available on the markets. At the end of the fourth quarter 2023, we were noticing that the quantity of money that was still tied up in the market was important compared to the number of sales and transactions taking place on the market. There was about four times more money available than transactions taking place on the market. Why? A lot of people thought that in 2023, a lot of investors thought that in 2023, there would be a lot of market availability and that the sellers would shrink their sales prices, but that's not what happened. Certain transactions took place below market, but a lot of transactions took place above or at market value. Why? Because a lot of the sellers didn't need to sell their multifamily assets last year. They could wait out till 2024, 2025, 2026, till the interest rates shrink a bit. So interesting to see the quantity of money that's available for purchasing in the market. I have eight transactions that I would like to present to you that show market activity. We could see exactly what was sold and what area, who's the buyers, and that's going to give you a good idea of what's going on right now. So I chose eight transactions ranging from 37 doors to 161 doors across the province. Let's start with a first transaction in Gatineau, 161 doors, 1972 construction. It's a large footprint property, meaning that, you know, it's not vertical, it's horizontal. The property takes a lot of room on a large piece of land, 161 units, three stories above ground, one floor in ground. So basically four rentable floors. A transaction, this one, that took place below market value at $108,000 per door, close to the bridge going to Ontario and Gatineau, in an area being developed, which has a large residential quarter, a lot of bungalows, etc. in that area. A transaction that took place in January at a price of $17,400,000 per door, which is pretty cheap. Now, the buyer that is involved in this transaction is somebody that owns a lot of buildings on the South Shore of Montreal and that's been purchasing in Gatineau for the past years, and that had that vision that Gatineau is going to take a lot of value. Why? Because there's a lot of new assets being built there, and the new assets price per door are pretty high, and also the rental values per door are pretty high. So by buying an existing asset at a much cheaper price, you're able to upscale the values and eventually, even redevelop that piece of land over time. An interesting purchase. Let's put our eyes on Montreal. A couple of transactions that took place. This one took place in Ville-Marie on Hope Street. Hope is close to the universities, close to downtown Montreal, easy public transportation. Everything can be done by foot. And this smaller asset is next to bigger buildings, basically. So 1958 construction, 54 units, went below market for $137,000 per door. Now this one is at $7.4 million total price. The buyer that purchased this property, I thought he was leaving the market because last year he sold most of what was left off in his multifamily properties, and he was specializing in smaller units, still is today. So he's not leaving the market, basically. He just liquefied his assets, and now he's going to purchase. So a buyer of that experience purchasing at this point in time, it shows that the market is pretty active. Now, of course, the two transactions I showed you took place below market, but now I'd like to talk about other transactions that took place at market or above market value. A property on Ahuntsic, in Ahuntsic on Henri Bourassa Est. For those who know Henri Bourassa Est, it's a west-east axis. A lot of larger assets in building size, four or five stories above ground, somewhat underground garages. This asset is a 1968 construction, 54 units, and it went for $191,000 per door at a price of $10,300,000. The seller of this building is very active. What he does is he buys, he optimizes, and he resells it, usually in a very short period of time, to be able to do transactions in a controlled market. So this asset basically he purchased in August last year for about half the price, probably strongly optimized it, and now sold it for almost double. And it's a good price for the buyer, $191,000 for a building that well located makes sense. So all in all, very interesting transaction here at a price of $191,000 in Hunsick. Let's go towards Rosemont on Descarrières Street. Descarrières is parallel to Rosemont Boulevard. It's a smaller, call it street, which has a bicycle path adjacent to it and it goes east-west. The building is very well located, so it's close to a metro station, close to parks, easy walking access towards Rosemont, the Masson Street, and easy walking access towards Boulevard Saint-Laurent, Outremont, and the lifestyle that goes with it. So everything can be done more or less by foot or by bike. You could go downtown Montreal. You could even go access Laurier Park. So an interesting center lifestyle position for any tenant that lives there. Now this asset went for $269,000 per door, 52 units, which is above market value in that area. So the buyer that sold it is very, very active, usually keeps some assets, but now I'm seeing that he's selling some, probably the ones that are most optimized. And what is interesting for the buyer here is it's an asset four stories above ground with one story in ground, so maybe five stories of rentable floors. Very, very well located. So over time, detaining the asset, even though the buyer is paying a little bit more, price per door makes a lot of sense. My next transaction, two buildings in Côte-Saint-Luc. Côte-Saint-Luc, the west part of Montreal, close enough to downtown to retain a lot of value, but very, very popular for historically very popular with English buyers, English-speaking buyers in the western part of Montreal. So people buying in the west part of Montreal usually pay more price per door. These two assets, side by side, 50 stories, 50 units each, four stories above ground, plus one story main level. Makes a lot of sense to buy these assets. They're right next to two other buildings on either side of 10 stories and above. Very well located. A lot of people that live in that area go to the Université de Montréal, and a lot work downtown. Public transportation is well developed. These two buildings, 1957 construction, one went for $215,000 per door, and the other one went for $233,000 per door. So that's a total sales price of about above $22 million per door for 100 units. In an area well located, the purchaser that purchased these two assets usually buys in the western part of Montreal and has a detaining horizon, which is mid to long term, basically. So this buyer is not the type that would necessarily sell an asset unless he has an opportunity. He would usually buy, keep on the long term, and build the value over time, simply based on location and capacity to increase the rents. Let's leave Montreal, go to Sherbrooke City. Now we have a transaction that took place below market value here. 46 units that sold below market value, and that was the purchaser was probably able to finance through the MLI Select program. Sherbrooke City, if you're an active buyer and you're looking to buy an asset which is going to retain the value on long term, and you want something that is less aggressive maybe as far as your purchases, taking less risk in a nice and stable market, Sherbrooke is your market. The prices per door on average is around $110,000 there. This one took place below $110,000 per door. And what was interesting also is the windows and the balconies were changed on the building. So Sherbrooke, never to keep under the radar. If you're an active buyer, Sherbrooke is the place to go. If you have a smaller budget, also the price per door is cheaper. Let's go back to Côte-Saint-Luc, 44 units. This one went for $182,000 per door. So If we're looking at our values here that were retained over time, we have a billing at $182,000 per door, 44 units. The one I just told you about, 1964 construction, went for $8 million, seven stories and a half, seven stories plus a mezzanine, very well located. And then we have two other buildings at a 215 and 233,000 per door in the Côte Saint-Luc area. One in Ahuntsic for $191,000 and another one in Rosemont for $269,000 per door. So we can see that the market there is maintaining and that people that are buying are having a longer horizon as far as, their planning, their exit plan is on a longer term before they think of leaving the market or refinancing. One last transaction, Plateau Mont-Royal, right next to a building that I sold on Papineau. This one has 37 units, smaller units, capacity maybe to build on top of the existing building, which is not very, very high, but very well located right in front of the park, on the eastern part of the park on Papineau. So easy walking access to downtown Montreal, biking or public transportation via Sherbrooke. Also, easy walking to Mount Royal Street and all of the services that are there. Possibility of renovating the units and renting out to a European clientele which is willing to pay a little bit more price per door and give a little bit more rental value. Interesting purchase that took place at $158,000 per door, but for much smaller units, a total of $5,850 worth of transaction. So a lot of transactions in January. Remember that these transactions were locked in at a previous time in the year, between probably 2 and 6 months previous to closing. And meaning that the buyers are keeping those transactions rolling. What I want you to remember is some transactions that took place below market, most of them that took place at market or above. A lot of liquidity in the market right now, a lot of active buyers. My phone has exploded since the beginning of the year. All of that sustained by the MLI Select program, but also the high capacity to increase the rents this year. In average, people have increased their rents of about 6% on the island, but people that had newer assets even above that. So that's an extreme amount of increase. Add that on to last year's increase, it's pretty incredible what's going on in Montreal. And also a lot of the buyers are realizing now with the interest rates which are stabilizing off that they're probably going to be dropping in the year and a year and a half to come. So a lot of people want to purchase their assets and get ready for the opportunity to reposition them over a short period of time or lock them in with the MLI program or the CHMC standard programs. So I'm always available to answer all of your questions if you have them. If it's anywhere in the province of Quebec, land to develop, a multifamily, etc., please go see our opportunities on pmml.ca. And I wish you a large amount of success on any of your multifamily market purchases or transactions this year. And stay active in a time where the interest rates technically should be hopefully dropping, but where our capacity to increase the rents are very, very strong. Take great care and see you next month.